What you gonna do with a 36 cent sticky with coke on your floorboard? When a woman on the street is huddled in the cold on a sidewalk vent trying to keep warm, do you call her over, hand her the change, ask her a story?
大家好，欢迎收听 Catherine 升职记，我是包。首先我们复习一下上一期学过的内容。Concentrate on your job, or you'll be given the pink slip. 专注于你的工作，否则你会被解雇。Catherine 上次被经理批评后，开始对工作认认真真，仔细钻研，还专门报了夜校来学习相关知识。很快 ，Catherine 便在同事中脱颖而出，受到大家的一致称赞，而且连老板也竖起大拇指，当众夸耀她说 ：“You really know your stuff.”结果 ，Catherine 以为老板说的是 staff 这个词，这个词指的是全体职工的意思，这可又让 Catherine 犯迷糊了，心想，这和其他员工有何关系呢？于是他又找来老朋友 Jane。Today the boss praised me in front of all the colleagues. Congratulations. What did he say? He said, I really know my staff.Aha, you must be mistaken here. I bet what the boss said is, you really know your stuff. Stuff here refers to your job. Catherine 说, Today the boss praised me in front of all the colleagues. 今天老板当着全体职工的面表扬我了。这你听后也很高兴。Congratulations, 恭喜啊。What did he say? 他说什么了？凯瑟琳回答说 He said, I really know my staff. 他说我真的很了解自己的同事。珍妮一听就知道有问题。啊哈 you must be mistaken here. 啊你一定是弄错了。I bet what the boss said is, you really know your stuff. 我猜老板说的一定是 you really know your stuff 这个短语。Stuff here refers to your job. Stuff 在这里指的是你的工作。小喇叭 You really know your stuff. 你对自己的领域的确很精通。 Stuff 是材料、原料、东西的意思，在口语中就可以表示处理和学习的对象，也就是工作的具体内容。所以如果某人夸你 really know your stuff， 它指的是你对业务很精通，千万不要和 staff 全体职工混为一谈哦。英语情景句 I'm employed as a technical advisor of our company. So great! You really know your stuff. You're pretty excellent. 好了，今天的课程就到这里，谢谢大家的收听。See you next time. Street is huddled in the cold on a sidewalk van trying to keep warm. Do you call her over, hand her the change, ask her a story?Ask her her name, or do you tell yourself? You're just a fool, just a fool.